What's become relevant today is what is the role of the checkpoint inhibitors in the first-line metastatic setting? Because, and we're going to talk about this later, the checkpoint inhibitors are currently approved for the second line for patients who have failed platinum treatment, and this patient has not. So the current research, the current clinical trials, and there are a number of them, they're asking a number of questions. Some of the studies are asking a question of what happens when, for a patient like this, you add a checkpoint inhibitor to chemotherapy. So you do, instead of platinum 5-FU cetuximab, you do platinum 5-FU checkpoint inhibitor. And is that better than chemotherapy? So that's one study that's currently ongoing. Another study that's also ongoing is comparing checkpoint inhibitors, nivolumab plus ipilimumab, so taking a PD-L1 and a CTL4, and comparing that to the extreme regimen, to the platinum 5-FU cetuximab.
And I see there's this CheckMate 651 trial that
that's
you're
the one.
Involved with.
Exactly.
It's a trial. Now, is that actually up and running now?
Yes. So this is the trial that I'm talking about, comparing essentially chemotherapy to immunotherapy, CheckMate 651. And that trial is ongoing. There's another study also comparing the extreme regimen to another combo, Medi plus Tremi. So again, same concept, CTL4 plus PD-L1, comparing that to chemotherapy. And the last study I mentioned, which is the one, Keynote 48, is adding chemotherapy to pembrolizumab. So it's chemo plus IO, in comparing that to chemotherapy. So in that first-line setting, since now we know that these agents have activity in the second-line setting, the challenge going forward is, can we use these agents in the first-line setting, and do they perform better than chemotherapy?